start your day to Torah Mashda, Yud Beis Adar, Toshin Behe, Rebbe Rafael Levenstein.
Morning. You're probably all wondering why I'm talking about Pesach when it's Purim in 2 days' time.
Yeah, we were.
You're probably wondering that, right?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, it's a great question. It's probably one of the better questions I've heard, you know, in the past. The answer is because this year, Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Therefore, you can't sell your chametz till we're only going to be selling our chametz a day before Pesach. Usually we sell our chametz on Yud Dalet. This year we're going to be selling our chametz when? On Yud Gimel. And there are some people that always do a day earlier. Yeah, usually you know you always hear generally we're doing Mechiras Yud Gimel instead of Yud Dalet. You always go one day earlier. So this year also there are some people that are going to be doing Mechiras chametz one day earlier, which will be Yud Beis Nisan. And today is Yud Beis Adar. And there's a halacha that we should start talking about Hilchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach, and therefore today is exactly 30 days before Pesach, so we want to be mekayim the mitzvah of starting to discuss the halachos of Pesach. Shai, lemaaseh is azoy. I'm sure, I don't know whether you saw the title, but there was a story that a rav sold his chametz, sold everybody's chametz. That was the plan, definitely, that he should sell the chametz. And on Pesach morning, after Hallel, before Kriyas HaTorah, he got up and he said, I'm very, very sorry and I do apologize, but this year we may be Mekayim, a mitzvah that no one's ever been Mekayim before. And that'll be a mitzvah of Tashbisu to get rid of all your chametz because I forgot to sell the chametz. And, you know, these things can happen, although, I don't know, it's almost like forgetting to give a Shabbos HaGadol drosha, you know, who forgets these basic things to sell chametz. But Amai said, that's what happened. That was one story that happened. And a very similar story happened on another occasion, is that this Rav found, that means he's got a whole pile of Mechiras Chometz forms that everyone filled in on Erev Pesach. And then he realized on Pesach that he found one form still left in his house. How that happened? Probably a latecomer that decided last minute to throw it through the door. Something happened. Lemaise, he found on Pesach one form left. And the question is, what's with his Chometz? Does he have to chuck it? Does he not have to chuck it? So the Rav announced that the chametz must go immediately in the bin. Gone. Finished. We know chametz and Pesach is a non-starter. And therefore, the question is, does the Rav have to pay for the chametz that he so-called caused? He didn't sell the chametz. And thereby, everyone had to throw their chametz in the dustbin. Dustbin. Finished. So he has to pay. You were given a job to do. You didn't do the job. Very sorry to hear, but you got to pay. That is the question we're putting forward today.
Paid Rav.
Excellent. Oh, so first of all, we have to know this Rav. What role has this Rav got? But before we begin, by the way, we don't sell chametz to the Rav. It's not what we do. We're not going to be discussing Hilchos Pesach because we probably get tangled in and get lost somewhere. We're not going to discuss Hilchos Pesach, but one thing is clear, we don't sell chametz to the Rav. Forget it, it's not happening. He doesn't want your chametz. It's the last thing he wants. All he wants and is happy and prepared to do is to take your chametz and be a shliach. I'm going to go to the Goy, or I'll probably go to another Rav that will go to a Goy. Yeah, not every Rav in Switzerland, I think the way it works is still till today, is that every person goes to the Rav, to the Goy, sorry. Every person comes with his 5 francs or 10 francs, has a chat with the Goy, and that's it. And there's queues. Yeah, they all go to the Goy themselves. Here, that's not the way it works. We go to one Rav, who possibly goes to another Rav, and hopefully it stops there. It doesn't matter. And then eventually it goes to the Goy, and they sell the chametz. So the question is, what is he to us? So really, he's an agent. I've asked him to do a job for me, right? That's what I've done. So if you're an agent who doesn't do his job, has to pay, as we all know, right? If you do a job, you gotta perform. So the question is, or did we pay this agent? In other words, do we pay the Rav or do we not pay the Rav? Now this is a $1 million question, mind the pun. What do we do with payment with the Rav? So we know there's a Bavusta, Rav Moshe Sternbuch, that everyone talks or doesn't talk about. In other words, there's an idea that there's a Svara, Ein Chazok Oysu Shlichusa, meaning to say, I'll explain, that till a Shliach, you know the Shliach has actually done his job. You don't know if he has done the job, right? If you ask somebody to do something for you, did it get done? Did it not get done? Don't know. So we don't, we're not 100% sure. Says, sorry? Chazaka shliach oisa shlichusoi. But we're here, we've got a case. No, what I say? No, in chazaka oisa shlichusoi. Meaning, he may do the shlichus, but we don't know whether he's done the shlichus. That what? That he's done, no. What do you mean? What do you mean? That he's done the shlichus? Oh, so says Rav Moshe Sternbuch that by deraisis you've got to be choshesh. By deraisis you have to be choshesh. But we're not sure whether he's done it. By deraisis you've got to be on top of it. Says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, by deraisis you've got to be on top of it. So mechiras chometz, maybe deraisa, maybe not. Not for the discussion here. However, if you would pay the Rav, then he's not your shliach anymore. What is he? He's your worker. You paid the money. And therefore, he's your worker. A worker, we assume, does his job. If you pay him, he's done his job. So therefore, we get out of that problem. Okay? Oh. So, lemaisa is azoi. So, by default, avada, we have to assume that he gets, that if he pays, he's going to be doing his job. The question is, if I pay membership, is that called membership in a shul? Have I paid him? Have I not paid him? Don't know. Is it miyuchad for this job, or is it just generally? Do you need to actually pay him miyuchad for this job? I'm now paying you to do the mechiras chametz, or is a membership at the beginning of the year done? What do you say? What is membership? You pay money for what?
I'll keep it for sure.
One. Anything else?
You pay for the Rav's wages.
Yeah. Pay for the Rav's wages. Anything else? Rav's wages to do what? What's the Rav doing? You're waiting for Shema, okay, and Shemana Esra. What else is he doing for you?
Don't pay him for that.
You don't pay him for that. So what are you paying him for?
All the other, everything he does for the shul.
Great. One of the things that he does for the shul is? Well done. So therefore, the membership that he does, before what you give, before the beginning of the year, or the beginning of the month, whatever it is for all the jobs that he has been employed to do. And therefore, there is a machlokes whether a membership would do the trick, not do the trick. Many priests can say it's absolutely fine, and therefore it's considered as if you paid him, and therefore he must do his job. Yeah.
Why does the shliach have to be paid?
The shliach doesn't need to be paid.
It's not paid, he's still your shliach.
Correct, but then you're not doing, we have a Rav Moshe Sternbuch over here that says that we're choshes that when it comes to deraisas, we don't know whether he actually did the job.
You might not know if he's paid or not.
If he gets paid, then he's a worker. Once he's a worker, not shliach anymore. Finish with shliach. He's a worker. You paid him to do a job, go to the goy, he has to go to the goy. And if you pay him and he doesn't go to the goy, then he has to pay the money back. He's now become a worker for you. Okay, so now the question is, okay, so now we're going to assume that he's a worker. I think we've established that. You're paid the Rav, and therefore, avada, he has to do the job. Oh. Now, the question is that over here,
sorry,
yeah.
I thought the money that we pay the Rav is mitzadkinyan. In other words, that the Rav is being claiming your chometz to give him the right to sell it.
No. The Rav doesn't want your chometz. The last thing he wants on Erev Pesach is your chometz.
The money you give the Rav.
The money that you just donate.
Nothing to do with the chometz. It's a very kind donation, and you're showing your appreciation that he's going out of his way on Erev Pesach to go to the Rav and sell your chometz. Sorry?
The money you give the Rav is just a donation, a way of giving money to a proper business.
Right, we've got, yeah, very good, very good. An opportunity to give the Rav something small or big in order to appreciate everything that he's been doing during the past year. Nothing to do with the chometz. Oh, so let's try and keep focused over here. So over here, what's happened is that I had chometz and now I actually have to throw it into the dustbin. Now that is a proper loss. It's not like he's not doing something for me and therefore I'm not going to gain money or I'm not going to make a revenue. No, I actually had chometz and now I have to throw it into the dustbin, which is a lot worse than just not gaining money, right? It's not like the Rav didn't do the job and therefore, okay, you know, so I didn't gain. No. Here, you actually lost your chometz, your whiskies, your biscuits, your pastas, whatever you sold. You've lost. That has to go into the dustbin. That makes things much, much worse. We have a Ramah. The Ramah says that if you go along and you, or the Rav comes along and he makes that you should lose the money that you have, your whiskeys, your biscuits, whatever you thing that you have, is a proper dover ovod, and therefore you are, or the Rav is chayv. Although he didn't actually take the biscuits and throw it into the dustbin, he didn't actually take your whiskey and pour it down the drain, he didn't do that, but says the Ramah that you're still going to be chayv. Why? Because there's a concept which I'm sure you've heard many times, it's called garmi. What's garmi? I'm sure we've heard this before. Garmi is not like he actually took your thing and smashed it, or took your thing and threw it into the bin, or, did something, be a dime. He did something slightly indirect. Meaning to say, I didn't go to the Rav, okay, and therefore, there's, my chomus is now worth nothing. It's one step, below the real type of hezuk that somebody can do. He didn't take a board and smash it on the window, right? I just didn't do something, or I did something, but not quite as direct as it could have been. Therefore, we're going to say he's got a din of garmi. Now, garmi has its own halachas. And it's very, very complex to know which cases is called not. It's not mazik for your dime. I didn't do the thing with your hands, but you didn't on the other hand. It wasn't a grommet where it just happened. But no. This is something in between where you literally did something where you've created a loss. You've done not direct. I have to be very careful with my words. You didn't do something direct. We're going to soon see what the exact definition of garmi is. Not direct, not indirect, something in between. That is called garmi. And in this case over here, the Rav did something a little in between over here. I didn't take your whiskey and pour it down the drain, okay? I did something a little bit less than that. So this, the halach is that it's garmi, and garmi is chayv even if you don't pay for the job, right? Even if you don't pay for the job, if you create hezuk, damage, you got to pay. However, well, there are cases where, I'm going to give you a case where, let's say, somebody borrowed money from somebody, okay? And he doesn't know, and the guy wants to pay back. The borrower wants to pay back, so he's got a little coin over here he's never seen before. He doesn't know, is it real? Is it not real? Not a clue. So what does he do? He goes to an expert, and the expert says, he asks the expert, is this a real coin? Can I accept it from him? Or is it not a real coin? Should I not accept it from him? Says the expert, let me have a look at this. Excellent. It's an excellent coin. Accept it from him. No problem at all. And the borrower goes on his way. Job done. A week later, he comes and have a look and says, one second. This is not real. Went to another expert. This is not real. Does that expert have to pay for that coin? That expert said that this is a real coin and you can accept this as payment from the borrower, but what you've done, but it wasn't a real coin. Does he need to pay? Does he not need to pay?
He's an expert.
Because sorry?
Expert.
Did I pay the expert? Let's say, no, I didn't pay the expert.
He was giving advice. Was it advice or was it a...
Big time advice. He knew that I was relying on him. Good point. He knew I was relying on him. He said, Olecho ani soimoch. I'm relying on you. That is classic garmi. Why? I didn't actually take his coin and throw it away. It's like one step below that, literally throwing away, because I knew he was relying on me, and I knew that if I say this is a great coin, he's going to take this as payment. And if he doesn't take this as payment, then if the borrower is gone, then he's lost his money. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're dealing with here where this expert came along and said that this is proper money, and therefore take it as payment. But in essence, it wasn't real money. So he's caused a loss there and then by doing what? Just by saying that this coin was a good coin when truly it wasn't. So therefore, if you paid, what'd you say? So if you paid him, he's chayef. And if you didn't pay him, he is potter. Why? Because he's an expert. An expert knows what he's doing. And if that expert thought with his right mind that this is a good coin, then we accept his judgment. However, if you paid him, he's got to do a better job. Next time, think twice. I paid you for this. I paid the expert to do the job. If you pay him to do the job, then you've got to do extra you know, you've got to really do your job very extra well, okay? And if you don't do the job extra well, then you're going to be chayv. Sorry to hear. However, if you didn't pay him, we accept his das. He is an expert, but on the other hand, you didn't pay him. So we're going to say that if you thought at the time it's okay, then it's okay. Let's get back to us. That was just to understand a little bit. Well, we're going to get back to us and we'll get a little clearer soon. back to our case. What happened over here? This fellow has to take this roth. I told him, and he knew, that I am giving him full responsibility. I've got chometz over here. I'm not selling it to anyone else. I'm not going to ask any other roth. Like, yeah, over here, I don't know if we go shopping selling our chometz, do we? Does anyone here go to Tura Bonin to sell the chometz? Or is one enough? One's enough. Yeah. I mean, there are these people that like the balagam. So they go to this godol, go to that godol, they try to sell the same chometz with four rabbonim. Okay, we're going to leave that for now, you know, just for the noise, for the balagam, for the photos. But lemaisa is, generally, when you belong to a kehillah, you usually go to your rav and you sell your chometz. And therefore, the rav knows that you're relying on him. And if he knows that you're relying on him, what does that mean? That means he's got to do his job extra well. And if he has to do his job extra well, then he has to do the job. And if you said that this was, that you were going to be selling this chometz, and you didn't sell the chometz, then what have you done? What have you done? That's exactly like this expert that just didn't do his job well enough. And you paid the rav, remember. You paid the rav. And if you pay the rav, and he knows that you are relying on him to sell the chometz, then he is going to be chayev. Like a classic case, like our expert with a coin. If you pay the guy to do the, to tell me whether this coin is a good coin, and you know that he knows and you know that we're relying on the expert, then you've got to take responsibility. And if you don't take responsibility, you're going to be chayev. And therefore, this rav literally fits into this bracket, okay? And therefore, avada, you're going to be chayev. One little hitch over here, that even if you didn't pay the rav, is the rav an expert, by the way? Rav is not an expert. To sell chomet, you don't need to be the top nuclear scientist to be able to figure out how to ask a goy to sell your chomet. You do not need to be an expert. If you don't need to be an expert, if you're not an expert, don't do the job you don't know how to do. In other words, if you're an expert, okay, I know what I'm doing, I've trained, I know the system, I know how it works, I can give my 2 cents. But if that's not the case, if it's something that many people can do, and you don't have to be the world's expert, then even if you did not pay him, you're still going to be hired. Why? Because why are you doing something you don't know what you're doing? If you don't know what you're doing, stand back, there's plenty other capable individuals that will know how and will be able to remember to sell chometz. And for those that don't, shouldn't do the job. Therefore, even if you don't pay him, chayev.
Don't they give over to the best of the rav?
He forgot.
No, I'm saying the rav does give over to the best. He's only like a middleman to the best.
Okay, but he didn't. He left at home. He forgot. What sort of expert is that? If the rav is just nifter, then it's trouble. We may come to some suggestions soon, but not great. Not great at all. You haven't sold your chometz. But then, if the rav is nifter, then who's going to be chayv exactly? Him? He's not quite here. His yorishim? Okay, we're not going to discuss now hilchos nachlas. However, so therefore it comes out that this rav, if he didn't get paid, he's definitely chayv. What are you doing, Sonny? You don't know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. And therefore, if you're not an expert, then you're definitely going to be chayv. If you are an expert, if it's a job that does require expertise, then it very much depends. Did you pay him? Did you not? But coming to our case, there's no expertise needed for this to go and be a shliach, to go to maybe another rav or another rav, or go to a goy even. Okay, you got to know hilchos kinyanim a little. Sorry?
Forgetting, not
toil and expertise. Very good. What about is forgetting considered a peshea? What is forgetting? So that's a huge sugya in the post game.
Not toil and expertise, but general shine.
good some gas. The expert may also forget. The shayla, what is the name of shikri? Is an oinus or not toda how or what expert is.
His job, slowly, his job is to go to the Rav and ask the Rav to make him a shliach. That means the Rav either goes to the Goy, let's say he goes to the Goy and he sells him the chametz, right? Any expertise in that? That was his job. That's what he asked the Goy to do. Now, shikha, forgot. Now, people do forget at times, right? Is that considered a pesheya? Is that considered an oinus? What do you consider that? One thing is clear. A Rav that forgets to sell chametz on Erev Pesach needs, I don't know, but it's certainly not considered something that just people forget. It's a sort of thing that if you forget, then it's as they say in English, it's trying times. If they can't, chametz is an essential, it's top of priority. People are coming for the past week to sell the chametz. Everyone knows if you have chametz and you eat chametz, there's chorus. And if you even if you don't eat it, there's balyro, balyumotze. There's a lot going on. And if you would have only heard that Rav's Shabbos HaGadol Drosha, he spoke about how we mustn't have chametz and how we have to make sure we go to the Rav to sell chametz. And he forgot. It doesn't quite sit right with me to say that in this specific case, forgetting we would allow a Rav to forget in such a circumstance. Okay, so therefore, I think we're down at the moment to say that he will be chayv. Oh, there's another reason why he should be chayv, this Rav. This is because it's very huge chiddush. We know if somebody... we're going to put it this way. We know that you're going to be chayv at garmi for doing something a little bit less. You know, chiyuv of garmi, like we explained. But he didn't do anything. This Rav, what did he do? I just didn't do something. I didn't go to the Rav. Or to the Goy. The Rav didn't go to the Goy. Not doing something isn't the gresta avera. If I do something that's wrong, okay, I understand what you're doing, yeah? Why are you doing something wrong? But here, I just didn't do something. And we know in halacha, many, many, many times, not doing something definitely helps us. Because I just stay passive. I didn't do anything. Now, is that a reason to say you should be chayv? For just not doing something? Okay, let's call it grammar. Okay, by not doing something, there was, you know, an after effect of making your chametz possible. But is that a reason to be chayv?
A shomer
has got separate halachas that even if he doesn't do something, he's chayv. That's hilchos shomer.
Didn't close door, got stolen, didn't nothing.
Hilchos Shomrim, correct. Hilchos Shomrim has got its own halachas. He's a shomer, and he's got to make sure, again, he does his job. And your job is to guard the thing. Whether you do something or not, do the job you're asked to do. And therefore, over here, he just didn't do something. So
by not doing something, that's a positive, impact.
It's, as you said, it's an impact.
It's a positive impact. He has to do something. By not doing something, I think it would be considered quite...
Why, good. Why do you think that over here it's considered as...
Because the actual act, the way of selling it is you've got to do an action.
Correct.
You've got to get...
But I just didn't do that. You're right. I have to do something, and I didn't do it. You're saying that's worse.
Positive, negative act.
Positive, negative act. Okay, I'll explain to you what you mean. By positive, negative act. I'll explain to you what that means. Well, that means is as follows. If I come along and I say, I'm going to do something, then I said, I'm going to do something. It's not like you're in the street and you could have saved someone's thing and you just didn't save it and therefore, chayv, not chayv. No. Hey, I said, prepare. I said, I am happy to sell all your chametz. If I say that I'm going to be selling your chametz, then not doing it is a positive, negative act. In other words, true, it's negative, but it's coming from... It's very difficult to explain this. I said I was going to do it. If you say you're going to do something and you don't do something, that is a lot worse. That is considered like doing something which is unacceptable, let's call it. It's unacceptable.
Rob said that.
Huh? Huge chiddush, what'd you say?
Rob doesn't say that to you. I'm going to definitely say that.
Yeah, he did. Sure he did. Sign on the wall. Please, Mechiras Chomet, so that's come to Rob. That isn't his time, blah, blah, blah.
He's offering her. He doesn't mean he's going to go to.
Sure. You make a kinyan, he's going to be a shliach for you to go to the rav, to the goy. That what? To be a shliach, good. Okay, did he do that?
I thought he said, he's not saying I'm definitely going to sell it. I'm a shliach.
No, so what, you're a shliach? You said you're a shliach, right?
He said, okay, so she didn't do it. He didn't pass it.
But he said that I'm going to do your shlichus. Yeah, he does. Have a look on the wall. It says, I'm happy to say mechiras chometz. Look on the wall. Mechiras chometz. Not good enough? Not good enough? What, you think this is a nice gesture of goodwill? You all came along. You want to sell your chometz to shlichus. You did a kinyan. If I do, I do. I don't, I don't. You know, I'm not a mamash, mischayev myself. Is that how you understand that? I think it's pretty evident that if there's a notice on the wall, mechiras chometz, come to me in these times. And you must sell your chometz, otherwise you're going to be over. Okay, come to my house, I'm going to be your shliach. Actually, let's also do a kinyan to make sure that I'm really going to be your shliach and I'm going to go to the goy. Okay, you left, you even maybe even gave him some money. No, it's chayv, it's whatever. If he does, he does. He doesn't, he doesn't. Don't like that so much. So I was wondering whether anyone would pick this up, this bittle business. We're not going to go into that, but there's a huge machlokas out there. But if you're mavatel it, then what are you selling?
Just in case.
In case what? In case you weren't mavatalit. In case your rav forgets. If your rav forgets, you still have to do bidikas chometz.
I do bidikas chometz.
Yeah, but you have to get rid of your chometz because maybe you're going to come and have a look at this piece of.
I put it in a cupboard. Yeah.
You did bittle. Have you? So at the end of the day, you got.
I don't do mechira. I do a bittle. Is that
enough? Do you write it? Okay. If it's a good bittle. And what about that huge big biscuit that you, the huge big cream cake that someone gave from Shlach Lonos? Also, mevatel that? What happens if you see it on the first day of Chol HaMoed and you're hungry? Okay, I'm not going to eat chometz, I understand. But what about your children? Or grandchildren? Or somebody that comes on and it's really, really good cream cake? Will you come to eat it? Won't you come to eat it? Balagan. That is why we do bidikas chometz even after you do bittel. I didn't really want to go into this because we're going to get tangled, which is okay. But lamaisa is, even with bittul, we still got chil to do bidikas chometz, whether it's the raisa or whether it's the rabbanon, that is balagam.
The question is whether
I've got a zikha, I have a mitzvah rabbanon. No, I've got a mitzvah rabbanon and I paid him for it, and he hasn't done his job.
I've not lost my stuff, that's what I'm saying, I've lost.
Sure, you have to rent a dustbin. You've got to rent the dustbin. Sorry? Yeah. We're going to, it's a good question. I know, we're going to get tangled in this chometz business. We can discuss it soon. So let's just keep to the chosh and mishpah aspect. So it comes out that this rov, at this point, would be chayv. We're going to get to that. What's that?
That was the question. Is my bittle mavatel from paying us the money?
Lock it up
so nobody can get
it. If you're mavatel, what are you doing with it after Pesach?
You get it back.
You're mavatel, it's gone. Ka'afra da'ara, it's like the dust of the earth. Oh, suddenly it's not.
Koina
from where? It's dust.
From Hefka.
What Hefka? So you're going to say Mafgrit, and then the Koina. One thing is very clear, that if you ask whether there was or wasn't bittul, if you ask the Rav to sell your chometz, because you wanted to sell your chometz, and as a result, this is now Osabah No. Are we aware of that? It's Osabah No. This chometz is finished. Therefore, he's got to pay for your chometz. We can discuss your bittul. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it comes out that Lamaisa, but to just be a little bit Malamas Chus on the Rav, just to say that Lamaisa on the Shtar, it does say, if it's just one piece of paper that you missed out, you don't need the paper. The paper you don't need, yeah? Let's just get that very, very clear. If there's one piece of paper that you missed out, you go to the guy and say, whatever, I am now selling anything that came through my door. I'm not giving you the form practically, but I want to sell anything that came in with the papers here in front of you, without the papers in front of you, you're definitely going to, it will definitely be sold. And therefore, even if you forgot one piece of paper at home, it's absolutely fine. The problem is when he didn't do the mechira at all. Shkoyach.
I'm going to go to the hotel.